Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
My name is Adeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio today, I'm very excited about this, by Juno and Hannah. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
I watched them over the weekend.
Yes.
My God. I felt goosebumps.
Absolutely.
Rising on my...
Really awesome set over the weekend. The one thing I was laughing at a little bit was the amount of time it took you guys to set up and get your sound check right and one thing or another. I can understand how frustrating that might have been.
Yeah.
And it was like 35 degrees as well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
The heat.
And Hannah, I saw you kind of trying to cool your laptop down in front of the aircon unit as well. One of those kind of days, was it?
Yeah, it was really hot.
Yeah.
And it was burning up the laptop.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it giving you problems on stage as well?
Yeah, it was giving... It was loading... long time, yeah.
Taking too long, yeah, and one thing around. For folks at home who might not know who you are and what you do, you're a duo, brother and sister, electronic music with elements of live guitar and one thing or another, and live vocals. And who would you say you kind of, I don't want to say sound like, but that's not right. You know, who are your influences is probably a better way to start it.
I think our biggest influence is Blonde Redhead.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Hanif has been like a huge fan of Blonde Redhead. Yeah, but it's difficult to sound like them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're trying to
like
be similar.
Blonde Redhead, right.
Yeah, but I grew up listening to Mew, mm-hmm. Coldplay, and all kinds of musics like that. So
right.
I think that influences my music making.
Right, right. For me, the first thing that... And this is a compliment, I think. You know, when I first heard you and you started, because you're playing your beats directly from a sequencer on Ableton or something like that,
yeah.
Right? There were elements, for me, I'm thinking there's elements of the XX
yeah,
in there.
Right.
Yeah. And that kind of vibe for a little while. And I really liked that, you know? And even the way that you guys dressed, you know, I'm like, these guys know what they're doing, you know? Because you get a lot of local bands and local artists mm-hmm. that forget that the way in which you appear is part of
yeah.
what you are.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's a product, yep. you know, at yeah. the end of the day. And I think, you know, marketing and having an image is a really important thing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, my sister would like constantly tell me to dress like differently from everyone else.
Right.
So you can have the distinct
yeah.
features. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think
people
that's part
remember
of
you.
Yeah, that's part of the fun of
yeah.
doing it. Thinking of what to wear.
Yeah.
It's a girl part of me.
Uh-huh.
He was the same thing.
Black t-shirt.
Just like Richard.
Yeah.
One simple change would make him very nervous.
Uh-huh.
Like, should I wear this white shirt or should I wear this black shirt? Even though it's just black and white, it takes him like a long time to decide. And then he'll end up wearing...
I think
wearing.
It depends on your mood. Like, what do you feel like today, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you feel like wearing black today?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mostly.
Right.
Most
yeah,
of the time.
I don't see
but
a problem with that.
Most musician would actually wear black.
Yeah, well, yeah, Johnny Cash would agree with you. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, he'd definitely agree with you.
But you know, when I heard you rehearsing over the weekend, you know, just rehearsals. My God, the beats. Me and Richard were like, my God, I can't wait for the show.
Yeah, we literally stopped what we were doing.
We stopped and we're just staring at you guys like, dude, this is good.
It sounded really, really good live, right? And so, you know, a question for that is, how long have you kind of been practicing on the stuff that you're playing now?
I think about 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years. Around 2013. Would
right.
that be 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that,
so.
Yeah,
for that genre, I think it's a trend that people listen to now, programmed music.
Mm.
So we thought we'd, you know, explore with that and
mm-hmm.
try to make it our own.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not always been our genre.
What was your genre before then?
Yeah, it's his genre. It's
Before this,
a rock band.
Yeah.
Right.
Indie rock band. Yeah.
Indie rock band.
Yeah. We have guitar, bass, and all that.
The usual thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I, when I was in Form 3, 15, mm-hmm. I went into a phase of singer songwriting. Yeah, singer songwriter kind mm-hmm. of.
Did you have a ukulele?
That time, not yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Not yet, but you have one
not
now.
Yet. No, I don't. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, thank Hung God. My guitar I'm wall sick already. Of seeing them. You know, yeah. Oh, I don't want to see it's another girl playing ukulele.
Beginners would have a ukulele, right?
Yeah, I mean that. But there seemed to be this whole craze for a long while of mm-hmm. girls and ukuleles, and you know, boys trying to jump on the same bandwagon.
Yeah, but
it doesn't work with a fella playing a ukulele. Let me tell you
trend,
that, right?
It's not as cute.
It's not as cute. It's not. Anyway, we've got to take a short break. We will be back, of course, with Jono and Hannah in just a few minutes. But a quick reminder. It is Spotify Friday, of course. We're giving away stuff from Spotify. That includes a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, a 3-month premium pass, and some other stuff. So Adeline's going to ask you a question.
Now, tell us, how long will the world's longest concert last? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
It's not what you think, folks. Head over to Google and find out that answer. It's ridiculously
so
long.
So they started, well, the clue is they started the concert in 2011.
Yeah. And it's still going. And it will be going for a very long time. Anyway, you are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. We've got Jono and Hannah in the studio. Short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Please don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Over here we have...
Hanif.
And...
Hannah.
This is Jono and Hannah. They're in our studio. They're gracing us with their presence. We loved their show last weekend, so we're going to be talking a bit about that as well. But of course, we do have a giveaway.
Yes, so we're giving away, well, it's Spotify Friday, so we're giving away Spotify goodie bag, which includes a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, Spotify mug, as well as a 3-month premium pass. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Tell us, how long will the world's longest concert last? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well. And earlier on, I mentioned that they started in 2011. Mm. Correction, it was 2001.
Oh, so they've already been going.
So it's been like 16 years now.
Okay. Oh, 15.
Oh, 15 years?
Yeah.
How long?
Whoa, your maths today, my dear.
It's the time of the night.
It's one of those days. Anyway, folks, if you want to get in touch via Twitter and Instagram, of course, usual stuff, we are at BFM TTON or at BFM Radio if you want to go right to the top. Anyway, let's get talking about the music that you make and the equipment that you've got and one thing or another. I want to nerd out a bit for a little Adeline. I'm sorry about this, but you know.
Go ahead.
So why, when you were in a rock band before or indie rock band or whatever, yeah. When was that kind of decision to kind of go, you know what, I want to move into sequencing, I want to start using a bit more MIDI and one thing or another. Why did you make that decision?
Because it's... so much more simpler. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then because most of our bandmates, they got married. So left me alone. So I have to do the recording up by myself. And then firstly, I'm using Adobe Audition.
Audition, you know?
And then I moved to GarageBand.
Yeah.
And lastly, I moved to Ableton.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's where you are now.
Yeah. I think I'm sticking to it. Right?
I think so too. So what hardware are you using? Are you using a...
Akai APC40.
APC40.
Right. Yeah. Good little piece of equipment that. Yeah. Very reliable.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a starting point.
Yes. I mean, I have I've said this a few times, an Ableton Push as well. And if you get a chance to get one of those, they're a lot of fun.
I've tried that.
They are a lot of fun. But you also play guitar as well, right?
Yeah.
And any other instruments, the two of you?
I play guitar, drums. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I play keyboard. Drums and guitar as well.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so was it a musical family then originally?
I don't think, I don't know where it came from because our parents were actually not that into musical, but I don't know. It just started with the siblings.
Right.
I played the trumpet.
You do?
Yeah, I played trumpet for...
I'm looking forward to hearing that on the next track.
I played trumpet for school band.
Right.
Marching band.
Uh-huh.
I played trumpet and snare drum.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. I think that time I'm starting to love.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think though that, the music that you're making now, do you think you'd be able to make that kind of, this sounds really strange, but do you think you'd be able to make that kind of music without the electronics? I mean, if you were trying to do let's say for an example, an acoustic set, yeah. would it still be Juno and Hannah, or would it be something different, do you think?
We've played acoustic before mm-hmm. on the a live session.
Yeah.
By just a small local photography center. Just we didn't have any equipment, so right. he just like grabbed the guitar and then we just sort of. I think that is Juno and Hannah also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we are open to experiments on the
different
right.
genre. Yes.
Because I mean, I tell you what I loved about your sound was the layering. The layering of your vocals and one thing or another, and the harmonies that you've got going on, I thought was really nice. And it was textured, you know. And I think with a lot of electronic music nowadays, the problem is with texturing, you know. You get a very simple 4/4 beat, yeah. And they'll have a bit of a drop. And, you know, if you look at the whole EDM kind of movement stuff, but yours wasn't that. It was, even when you were looping your drum sounds, there was elements of something different at the end of each bar and one thing or another, which kind of, you know, highlights the little parts.
Yeah.
So I think that's great work.
Yeah. That he surprises me sometimes because sometimes I wouldn't even know what he'll be playing like on stage.
Right.
He would like suddenly play a new beat.
Then how do you adapt to it then?
I just go along with it.
Just go with the flow.
I just look at him and it's like, ooh, nice. But yeah, mostly he does some stuff.
Just follow your instinct, like, you know.
Yeah.
The inspiration will flow in, you know, while you're playing and all.
It took me like for example, one of the songs, 15, called 15, it took about a year.
To complete it.
Complete
right.
the song, completely. Yes.
Right.
Every time, like, we do
we listen to it every day, like the incomplete version. Mm-hmm. We listen to it like during our daily activities, we'd listen to it
right
day and night to and like figure out something.
Then you hear those little things, right?
Yeah. Then you see how unperfect the song is, and then you'll try to perfect it with another
and tune it.
I mean, but I've also realized that walking away from a tune for a little while, giving your ears a bit of a rest, and then coming back to it maybe a week later or 2 weeks later, that's when you really hear the thing that you're just like, oh, it's there. There's something like that. There's something to be said for kind of walking away for a little, because your ears get tired, you know. It's as simple as that. So what I like about electronic music now is that if you're playing guitar or if you're playing trumpet, for example, or one thing, and you're recording it, for the most part, it used to go onto tape, it was there, it was done.
Yeah.
Now you have the ability to go back and re-record and overdub and edit and add effects. And you know, you can literally make an entire album in your bedroom with one person if you need to, right? So how empowering is that for you, you know, to be able to do that between just the two of you?
Yeah.
You don't rely on a studio, you can just, you know.
Yeah,
actually... it took us a while to figure out how to make the sound really complete, and like people use sessionists to make the performance live more complete, but we just figured out how can we do that. So I think that's when the little bits starts to add up,
right?
Yeah, to make it more comprehensive.
So how did you do that? I mean, if you don't have session musicians, tell me your secret.
Mostly,
I do the beat first,
and the basic stuff, and then the
and
melody.
And then Hannah's coming, and then
I'll do the melody. I'll do the melody and the singing part.
Right.
I'll figure out which part he comes in and which part I come in, or which part we sing together, to make it. But sometimes it doesn't work also, so it's kind of unexpected.
And then we do a record first, and then we keep listening to the
Add on, and then add on.
Right.
So roughly, how long does it take for you to actually produce? Roughly,
actually, it takes a long time.
To make it just one verse, one beat took me like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
To finalize, do the
just one part. Of
just hiding your room, trying to fine tune everything
in a dark room, like a candle.
That's that's the downfall of electronic music. That's the one problem is because it's so easy to change things that you constantly end up twisting, you know, and fiddling and EQing and you know, you can go on forever and you can spend like 4 or 5 hours just EQing like some hi-hats to make sure that they come through just at the right time. And you know, and I've had people walk in a room when I've been sat there with my headphones on for hours and hours and hours, and what are you doing? You know, you don't understand, you know. It's important, right?
It's
important. So I mean, is there an element of perfectionism going through either of you, do you think?
Yes, I think Hanif is a most perfectionist. Yeah, he'd be so picky.
Right.
And yeah, yeah, he'd be so picky in picking, like, if I sing, he'd be like, no, 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 like this. I'm like, how is that different? Like, yeah.
But Hanif knows it's different.
Yeah, Hanif knows it's different. So I'll just, okay, I'll just go along.
Right.
And after a while, I'll be a bit mad.
Right.
Then we'll argue a bit and then just
we like to get it over and done with. Discuss the
debate on the.
Oh, you use the word discuss. She says argue. Yeah. Right.
Argue.
I like
debate.
It. I like it. Do you have, I mean, have you actually had proper, you know, full on arguments about the stuff you're making yet?
I think a huge argument where we like a serious argument, I don't think we have had. Mm. Yeah, but I think small arguments like I want to play this or I want to play that. Yeah, that would be.
We love to argue
on that.
Right.
So argue.
Yeah,
argue.
Yeah, arguing on that and that kind of
rephrase.
Yeah, or not so debate over something.
Debate
I want
over
this and then sound like that and then like that. Yeah.
Okay, right. We have to take a break, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes, but I'll let you know that we are giving stuff away for Urbanscapes right now. Concert tickets if you're interested for Hujan and Bittersweet Show happening on April the 24th at KL Live. Here's another question for you: on what date is Hujan and the Bittersweet concert happening? I just said it.
Yeah, you just did.
So I've told
you
people the answer already. Sending your answer to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. We'll be back after these messages with Juno and Hannah. We've got news from Page 2 coming up. And, of course, Smarty Pants. I know they're really looking forward to it. Don't go anywhere. It's BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9 at the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
Joined in the studio by
Hanif.
Hannah.
From Juno and Hannah, of course. Yay.
All warmed up, right?
All warmed up, yes, yes. A little bit quiet at the beginning of the show. They've warmed up and now they're talking a lot. No arguing so far.
It would be a debate, arguing.
Exactly.
Debate.
We're doing well so far. Folks, quick reminder.
Spotify Friday. We're giving away Spotify goodie bag. Now, what is in the bag? We have a tote bag, pair of sunglasses, Spotify mug, as well as a 3-month premium pass. Now, to win, just answer this question. Tell us, how long will the world's longest concert last? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Yeah, some bands' concerts you turn up to, though, and it feels like they're going to play forever. Can you finish already?
Have you been to any?
Oh, lots like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been to any.
You've never been to... You know when you go to a concert because your friend wants to go, right?
And you mean your girlfriend wants to go?
Girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, friend. When you go to the concert because they want to go and you're stood there in the crowd and you're like...
Well, nobody's going to force you to go to a concert you don't want to go,
please, right? You've been in that situation
before. I've never been in a situation like that before.
Your friend says to you, I want to go and see Justin Timberlake and I've got a spare ticket.
I would go. Come on, I love to see it. Come on.
Yeah, all right. Of course you'd go. You'd go to anything. Anyway, of course, Juno and Hannah in the studio with us right now. We've got news from Page 2 coming up right now. Don't go anywhere. It sounds like this.
Extra, extra,
what's all the shouting?
What have you got?
My story tonight is about wedding photographer.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yes. So as we all know, okay, we're all not married here, but soon. So just to let you know, when you're going to get married.
What do you mean soon? Who's getting married soon? You kept that quiet.
No. Well, I mean, if you guys are going to get married, please, please, please hire a professional photographer.
Oh, okay.
Wedding is just once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's all about memories.
Yeah, but I agree. But on the flip side, you don't want to spend all of your money.
Yeah, obviously, a pretty decent photographer, professional photographer that you can actually remember, you know, looking through those pictures and everything.
And saying, oh, now, what a lovely memory. Like that, right? That's what you want.
Now, I ask you guys, what do you do if your the photographer for the wedding photographer took pictures of your whole entire wedding and when you get to see those pictures and it turns out horrible,
right? So you're disappointed. What do you do? It's too late.
It's
already
too
happened
late, right?
You go on Facebook and you rant about it.
Yeah. Social media, you're the social media guy that complains everything on Facebook.
That's what people are doing right now, though,
okay,
right?
So this story is in Singapore. So this couple, they were choosing wedding package at this bridal shop. Now, they were advised that, you know, they couldn't select their photographer.
They couldn't.
Which is quite weird, like. Usually you can actually select your photographer by the portfolio and everything.
You walk away at that point and say, I can go and pick it from somewhere
else. Yeah, but the people at the shop told them that, saying that, you know, whoever, I mean, you'll be assigned by a random photographer from, I mean, from their bridal shop.
That's like those people who can't afford lawyers. You know it's going to end up bad, right?
So they actually showed the couple the portfolio catalog of the photographer, mm-hmm, and everything, mm-hmm, and they said, oh, okay, it's pretty okay, you know, how bad can it be, right?
Right.
But don't take that risk, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it became so bad that people actually turned it into a meme.
I saw.
Oh, really?
So bad. Uh-huh. If you take a picture of the groom, there was a picture of the groom putting the wedding ring, you know, and there was another guy at the back, stood right at the back.
You need to explain that as well, because when they're taking the picture of him putting the ring on, and the ring didn't fit, right? So there's a picture of like her skin all squeezed up, and, you know, and there's some guy in the background, some random dude just stood there, and you're like,
all the wrong angles,
right?
Yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad. I mean, we have got pictures here. We're gonna post it up on our Facebook page. It's so bad, but trust me. To me, I feel that it's your wedding. Just splurge a little bit of money and hire a better photographer.
Okay, so but seriously, let me ask you a question now, right? Imagine if it were your wedding, and imagine if this had already happened. The photos are already done, right? What can you do about it?
Yeah, you cannot do anything. But in the first place, before you want this kind of thing to happen,
no, I know.
You gotta backtrack a bit and
correct.
Say, like, you know.
You know, it's better to kind of measure twice and cut once, is what they say, right? Mm-hmm. You know. But if you're in that situation, can you not just Photoshop your guests in?
No? You can't. It's so bad. You can't even Photoshop, dude. It's so bad.
It is really bad.
It's so bad.
The pictures are so bad. Speaking about bad things, I have something really interesting that I want to talk about, and it sounds a bit like this. Never made it
as a wise man. Who doesn't
right.
know?
Who knows that song, right?
Nickelback!
One more time. Never made it as a wise man. Drives me crazy, right? I hate this band. I really, and I mean that with a passion.
Okay, why do you hate this band?
Because everything that is wrong about bands is represented by this band, right? And I say that. Now, this is the thing. There's a scientifically proven reason why people don't like Nickelback. And I thought I was on my own with this, right? I mean, I know a lot of friends, you know, it's a harmless song, I'll play it every now and again. No. Now, as we know, Chad Kroeger.
We know him well.
We know him well. So mm-hmm. there's this guy in Finland. His name is Sally Antonen, right? And so he's like, well, why do people dislike Nickelback so much? What is it about them that make us want to change channel when they come on the radio? Mm-hmm. You know, some of us maybe. He puts it down to this thing called authenticity deficit, right? So what he's saying is that people can't stand them because there's not much there, and yet there's too much there. So it's kind of science. It's a little bit complicated after all. So he went through 14 years of Nickelback reviews, mm-hmm. and he determined that the group suffers from this authenticity deficit. Now, they're too much of everything and not enough of something. So they kind of follow the genre expectations too well, right? So it's like an empty imitation of what, you know, grunge music should be, or what rock music. They're too perfectly tuned to those particular things for them to be anything individual.
There's no identity.
There's no identity. So they become this kind of melange of play it. It's not playing anyway. you can hear him in the background. Listen. Right, there he is.
Are they like producing any more new songs?
Yes.
They're
still, selling out, you know, stadiums and one thing or another. But, you know, I mean, some people like Nickelback, and I respect that, and I don't have to, but it's there, you know.
I'm not a fan.
No, I mean, I have friends who are fans, and it's come to that point where we've almost stopped being friends because they are, you know, fans of Nickelback. I get in their car. No, really. I get in their car, and we were driving from here, from KL to Singapore, where he lives, and I get in the car, and he puts his CD in. The first song I heard was that Nickelback track, and I'm like, you are not serious.
It's
right?
as bad as you listening to Justin Bieber.
Right.
But I think someone told me that, you know, I really like this song, Eddie. Yeah,
I was surprised,
like,
right.
Okay.
I was sat listening to, I'm not even going to talk about it, no. No. I'm not getting, you're tricking me into saying things that I don't believe in. So, sure. But I mean, what's your opinion of Nickelback? I mean, you can be as honest as you want, or you can be, you know, you can be nice and sit on the fence and say, well, they're okay. You know.
I think I'm not a huge fan, mm-hmm. and it was also not in my time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, so you can get away with it?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I can say like, oh, my friends don't listen to
Nickelback.
Different
generation,
yeah,
Richard.
Different generation.
Right. Okay then.
Yeah.
For me, it was okay.
Oh, it was okay.
It's okay. You know what you'd expect from a band.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's that. bad, okay?
It's as bad as your wedding photos. Is what it is.
Not my wedding photos, though. My Those story. Ones.
But I mean, when they first came out, I'm like, oh, they sound like Creed. And Creed themselves already sounded like somebody else. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, what's going on? Yeah,
history repeating itself.
Correct. Yeah. And not in a good way. They're not the next Beatles. Yeah. They never will be. Right, we've got to move on.
No one can replace Beatles,
man. Of course not. It's time for this, guys. Are you ready?
Smarty pants. 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 Smarty pants.
Okay, right. So, stop it. Stop. 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can, right? Okay. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move straight on. Okay?
Make sure you don't say skip for all, yeah.
Yeah. People have tried that. People have tried that. If you get a question correct, it will sound like this. You get a question wrong, you'll hear that.
All right.
All right. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like it. Right. Your 3 minutes start now. Which of these countries have never won the World Cup? England, Uruguay, or Sweden?
Sweden.
Correct. What is the title of Stephen King's first novel published under his own name? Pet Sematary or Carrie?
Carrie.
What exactly is a capo? Is it a hair accessory or a music accessory?
Music accessory.
What is the maximum score a person can get from one bowling game? 200 or 300?
200.
Oh! What animal is on the Porsche logo? Is it a snake or a horse?
Horse.
Horse.
In Pokemon, what is the name of Ash's favorite Pokemon creature?
Pikachu.
Say it again. Pikachu. There we go. Which football club's nickname is known as the Hammers? Is it Spurs, Stoke City, or West Ham?
West Ham.
Whoa.
What is the nationality of tennis player Novak Djokovic? Is he Croatian or Serbian?
Serbian.
Who directed the 2014 sci-fi hit movie Interstellar? Was it Ridley Scott or Christopher Nolan?
Ridley Scott.
Complete this Paramore song lyric. How did you know it? that's what you get when you let your what win?
I don't know that
heart
song.
Win.
Well, well done. Mr. T, a bit of the fool, used to be part of which popular TV show? Is it MASH or the A-Team?
A-Team.
Well done. You're only 19. You should not know that.
I had no idea.
What is the name of the lead character in the 1939 classic movie The Wizard of Oz? Was it Wendy or Dorothy?
Dorothy.
What color do you get when you mix red and green? Brown or yellow?
Brown.
It's yellow.
It is?
No, it can't be right. Red and green would give you brown or yellow. No, I don't know. We'll come back to that. Which of these is a song by local rapper Gene Hackman? Where We At, Banana, or 1 plus 2 is Fish?
Banana.
In Star Wars, who is Luke Skywalker's sister? No, you don't know this? No, really? Skip. Okay, what is the largest African country? Is it Sudan or Nigeria?
Sudan.
What is the highest known, where is the highest known mountain in our solar system? Is it on Mars or Saturn?
Saturn.
What is the name of the leader of the wolves in the Jungle Book? Akela or Baloo?
Akela.
Correct. In literature, who did Kala rescue? Tarzan or Mowgli?
Tarzan.
What was the name of the revolution in Portugal last century? Was it the Carnation or the Renaissance?
The Carnation.
Correct. What are the earliest, meaning oldest, single-cell creatures called? Protozoa or termites?
Protozoa.
Correct. Most people, when tipsy, stagger in which direction? Left or right?
Right.
Left.
Left.
What is... What is the name of the Japanese mafia? Are they the Yakuza or the Raider?
Yakuza.
Final question. What is a baby hamster called? A pup or a cub?
Pup.
Correct. Well done. Juno and Hannah, we'll be right back after these messages to find out how well they did. Don't go anywhere. We still have a giveaway. Spotify Friday. Answer this question.
Tell us, how long will the world's longest concert last? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
This is BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
And my name is... Are you sure about that?
Many, many,
many. Yeah, there we go. And in the studio with us right now is Juno and Hannah. Say hello to...
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. They're going to be with us for a few more minutes, so we're going to find out how well they did on
the time of night.
It's Smarty Pants, right? So we do have two giveaways. Spotify Friday. You go first.
Yes. So it's Spotify Friday.
See what is wrong with you?
It's Spotify Friday today, so we're giving away a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, Spotify mug, as well as a 3-month premium pass. Now, to win, just answer this question. Tell us, how long will the world's longest concert last? Now, it started in 2001. So send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
I'll do the other giveaway a little bit later on. Give me a bit more time. Right, so Juno and Hannah, how well do you think you did on Smarty Pants? Are you in fact Smarty Pants? Oh, there's a pause. Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, a humble answer.
Would be mild. We did okay.
Yeah, we did okay.
Right then. So go through some of the questions they get wrong first.
All right. So the first one: which of these countries have never won the World Cup? That's England, Uruguay, or Sweden. So the answer is Sweden.
He said Sweden.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Adeline, what's going on?
What is the maximum score a person can get from one bowling game? It's 300.
Oh, it's 300.
Who directed the 2014 sci-fi hit movie Interstellar? It's Christopher Nolan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What color do you get when you mix red and green? It's yellow. In Star Wars, who is Luke Skywalker's sister? It's Princess Leia.
Ah. Oh my god.
How can you not have got that? I mean, really?
So, most people, when tipsy, stagger in which direction is left?
I would never have guessed that. Because when I'm tipsy, I stagger in every direction. Right? Okay, so let's have a drum roll, shall we then?
Yep.
Oh, wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, Juno and Hannah scored 18 points.
Well done. Wow. That's pretty good.
It puts
you towards the top of the table, so something to be proud of. Woo-hoo. Right, before we wrap up, of course, we're going to play out with one of your songs from the EP.
Yep.
It's called Air. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, Air is our new single from our new EP. Mm-hmm. The EP is also called Air.
You know what? I tried to get your EP at the event over the weekend, and I walked down there all in that heat. Yeah. I got all the way down there, and I went, "I'd like the new Juno and Hannah EP, please." And they went, "We've got none left."
It's clear that you're trying to score an EP from us.
Shh! Come on, I'm trying to make it less obvious. But anyway, tell us more.
Yeah. Good news for you. We brought it.
Oh, yay! Really? Yay!
So yeah, the Air song, we Hanif made the beat, and it's an old song, but we renewed it into a new song. It's really a deep song, actually, about love, yep, relationship, and also the solemn, the missing parts in a relationship.
Oh.
Yeah, that's you can see the video. Uh-huh. We just posted it on YouTube, not just
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We'll check it out later.
So you have a YouTube channel, a Facebook page, all of that stuff.
Yep.
Where can people check it out? Just Juno and Hannah on Facebook.
Just Google Juno and Hannah, then that's it, then.
Okay.
Stuff would come up.
Right, before we finish, we've got some facts, of course, but I've got to tell you about this Urbanscapes giveaway that we're doing. We're giving away tickets for Hujan and Bittersweet show happening on April 24th at KL Live. Very quick question, on what date are they playing? As simple as that.
You just gave it up?
I just gave it away. 016-201-9000. Two giveaways for you this evening, folks.
So,
aren't we
facts.
Lucky? Oh, yes, facts. Right. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay, of course. Why did I even ask?
Yeah, why do you even ask? Not the first time.
Go on then.
So a rodent's teeth never stop growing.
That's why they keep chewing everything.
They are worn down by the animal's constant gnawing on bark, leaves, and other vegetables.
Okay. Mine's slightly less... it's a bit inappropriate, but hey.
what?
In Liverpool, in the UK, this is only in Liverpool, in the UK, you can have topless saleswomen. But...
Ooh.
They can only be topless if they are saleswomen in tropical fish stores. Is that not like one of the weirdest rules ever?
What? Like,
you can walk in to see, you know, a topless woman, but it has to be a fish shop.
Why
where
is
they
it
sell fish.
Why?
I don't know.
I've never heard of it when I was in Liverpool.
People talk about psychedelic music coming out of Liverpool and the Beatles, this is why they have rules like this. It keeps you confused. I know, right? Those scouts.
That'd be fun to watch.
Right?
Top
Are you sure you want one of these? Yes, please. Anyway, guys, seriously, thank you very much for coming along. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Can't wait to see you perform live again. Very much looking forward to that. We are going to play out, of course. This is Juno and Hannah with Air. We will be back on Monday, folks, from Deepest, Darkest, Band of Otama. Oh, don't forget, we're having a party next Wednesday. Did I tell you about that?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, 20th of April, Apex Lounge.
Can you somewhere exciting?
Sorry. Apex Lounge at Zouk next Wednesday, 20th of April. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. We will have Indigo & Co. spinning for us the whole evening. There'll be stand-up comedy. There'll be live Smarty Pants. There'll be giveaways. There'll be a whole bunch of other stuff.
There'll be Eddie and Richard as well.
Of course. Register at bfm.my/1ttom. 1ttom. This has been That Time of Night. Good night.
Good night, all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.